The cluster of unmanned aircraft system companies in the Columbia River Gorge led one online journal to dub the rural region east of Portland Dronetown, USA. Dronetown's largest company is a Boeing defense subsidiary named In Situ. In many ways, In Situ is outgrowing the gorge, but the CEO tells our correspondent Tom Bonsi the company is not leaving.
In Situ makes fixed-wing surveillance and reconnaissance drones used mostly by military customers. CEO Ryan Hartman says international sales and a promising new commercial division are driving revenue growth.
We have been enjoying a pretty healthy growth stint, if you will, over the last 2 years, where we've been growing more than 20% year over year. We expect a very similar growth trajectory for ourselves over the coming years.
Bingen, Washington-based In Situ already was the largest private employer in the Columbia River Gorge before it hired another 345 workers to date this year. It has 129 job openings currently on top of that. The company is spreading out upriver and downriver due to limited industrial land availability, high housing costs, and recruiting challenges in the National Scenic Area. In Situ's director of infrastructure management says the company is now looking for office space in Portland. It's in the process of doubling its Vancouver, Washington footprint and also has plans to expand a facility upriver in the Dalles. Jenny Taylor says she hears fears in Bingen, White Salmon, and Hood River that In Situ might outgrow and leave the place where it was born, but she and the CEO insist In Situ will always have a presence in the gorge.
This is our headquarters. This is the epicenter of our business and our suppliers. The Portland office is an opportunity for us to expand upon that because not everyone can relocate out to the gorge.
Earlier this year, In Situ started operating a Wi-Fi-enabled commuter bus to bring workers to Bingen and Hood River from the Portland metro area. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bingen, Washington.